And welcome to another episode of the Albion Roar here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, online at radioreverb.com, on DAB, on Smart Speaker, and of course on our podcast. I'm AD Packham and we're getting quizzical in association with oldfootballshirts.com. Well, it feels like a lifetime since the final whistle blew on our European dreams in what was actually our last game. So then, we're all looking forward to our trip to Anfield on Sunday. Anfield is a ground where we've got points out of our last three visits. So we'll be keen to put a spanner in Liverpool's title challenge. In other news, Lewis Dunk finally became our most capped England player as his sub appearance against Brazil and start against Belgium took him beyond Steve Foster's three caps. Joining me today is, as ever, Alan Wes, and we are delighted to welcome back Vicky Rees. And Al, you sharpened your quiz writing quill.
Yeah, no, I'm horrible that way.
I know.
Gone are the days of the Rimp quiz and me being beaten up for that, so I'm just going to leave you two to beat me up later.
No, yeah, well, we're used to that. But before we do it, we've got to talk about Lewis. I mean, it was... I know his performance has not exactly pulled up any trees, and he has been perhaps a little bit out of form of late. But then it's not like unlike Gareth Southgate to pick an out of form player, Vicky.
No, well, I think we've all seen that, haven't we, in the past? Well, not even in the past, in the present as well. When you consider, you know, some of the players that are still getting picked, like Henderson and Maguire. Yeah, I think I'm probably not alone in my heart sinking when I realised that the game that he started against Belgium was going to involve him playing against Lukaku again after it, you know, went quite wrong for him in Rome. So I think that was, I was nervous before the game even started. And I must admit, I didn't watch the whole game. I ended up flipping over to the Wales game just to see if there was a little bit of jeopardy in it. But
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a friendly, isn't it? And so I thought it was kind of a bit...
I was talking about the Wales game.
Yeah, and I thought that, you know, the Wales-Poland game, there might be a bit of jeopardy in it. It wasn't the best quality game, but then, you know, at least there was something riding on it, a bit of tension around it.
Yeah. Well, I would like to point out formally, Vicky, thank you for pointing out what that Belgium kit was actually all about, because it was just, in my head, it was just horrible.
No, it is officially a tribute to Tintin. Yeah, so that's hence the blue shirt and brown, not brown trousers, brown shorts. So, yeah, it's officially designed as their kind of national icon. Because I suppose they couldn't do a kit based on Poirot, could they?
Well, why not?
Well, they could do one on. I mean, the other famous Belgians, Jacques Brel, but that's about it. I mean, does that mean that our next game?
Chico.
Yeah, but he was a footballer in the first place. Maybe we should have. We should wear duffel coats and have marmalade sandwiches next time.
And I'll be up for that. But Lewis Dunk finally got past that Steve Foster record. I mean, it should have happened a long time ago, shouldn't it, really?
It should, of course. I mean, as Vicky said, I mean, Harry Maguire has been taking Lewis Dunk's berth for the last 3 or 4 years. The fella Dunk obviously has been improving. I mean, it's interesting you're talking about sort of Dunk against Lukaku. Yeah, Lukaku is as we said on the show, he's having fun at Roma, and I think he's enjoying himself in every way that he hasn't against playing for Chelsea, because the last couple of times he played for Chelsea against Dunk, Dunk stuck him in his pocket. I mean, Lukaku might have scored a couple of goals here and there, but his all-round play was terrible. And yet, as I say, in Rome, he was on fire. He was very good again for Belgium. And maybe catch Dunk not necessarily is 100% best. I mean, apart from the injuries that have forced himself out, it's not as though De Zerbi's been able to rotate him in terms of being able to rest him. So the bones are getting wearier, I fear. I mean, he'll be, what, 32, 33 at the end of the year. We all want him to chase down Tug Wilson's record. His appearance record for the Albion, but he might have to do it in 75-minute bursts.
Well, let's hope he does. I mean, it was
he's got about 140 to go, something like that.
I think it's doable. It's infinitely doable.
It's very doable. I mean, listen, if Milner can still keep going at 106, and Lallana can still keep. I mean, even Bruno managed to go on till nearly 39. Then, you know, there's always hope for Dunk. But to be honest, I won't say he's carried the team over the last 2 or 3 years, but I think there would have been an inestimably poorer side if it hadn't been for Lewis Dunk's improvement, captaincy and leadership.
Yeah, but you do have to put a caveat. Obviously, we want him to get that record out. But, I mean...
Of course.
He's got to earn it.
Oh, of course.
Because at the end
Absolutely.
of the day, we've got no divine right to be in the Premier League. There's a chance that we might not be in it at some point in the future. And if our form falls off a cliff over the
Thanks,
next couple
Heidi.
of years.
Just cheer us up, mate. We
I
haven't even got
know,
to the
I
end of this
know.
season yet.
But then, yeah, what I'm saying is a younger incumbent might be taking his berth at some point
Yeah,
in the
looking at
not too
you,
distant
Van
future.
Hecker, because actually Van Hecker for me is you can there's so many parallels between, I mean, obviously there's probably what 8, 10, 12 years difference between them, whatever it is, but you can see the improved, but you can see the parallels, but without the red cards of Van Hecker.
He has got red cards though, hasn't he? He nearly took someone's head off last season against Fulham and got a red card. Also against Fulham for
Yeah, for Blackburn,
Blackburn,
yeah.
was it the season before, in
That's
fact?
on his
Yeah.
second game, I think it was
And
for
I think I love Van Hecker. I think most people would be of a similar opinion, and he's improved massively. That said, there's still a mistake in him,
him.
and that's all part of the learning curve, isn't it? And playing his first kind of full season, his first proper season, if you like, at this level. And I think he's one of the ones that does get shown up in those games when it all goes wrong for us. And he's certainly a player that when it's bad, it's horrid. But he's improving. He's definitely massively improved this season. And I think there's a lot to look forward to in future. But I'd be careful of saying that, because I said that about João Pedro last time we appeared on this. Last time I did the show, and then he was going, "What could go wrong?" And I think you just jinxed it, Adi. And lo and behold, he got
I
injured.
jinxed it.
So
Yeah, it's more my fault.
that's down
All
to
my
you.
fault. But I can't help thinking that if Van Hecker, what something happened, I don't know, he broke his leg. He'd just actually just, I don't know, pick it up, put it back in place, and carry on.
Well,
He just has that kind of, I don't know, Game of Thrones thing about him, doesn't he?
yeah, I think it's been, considering where we are, considering there have been games when our defence has been non-existent and looked like a pub team at times, Luton, Villa. There's been a few games, like you said, when it goes bad, it goes very bad. And I think, in those games, Dunk, Van Hecke and Igor have all looked horrible. So it'll be interesting to see, if they do anything about that next season, if anything changes personnel wise. Dunk, there must be succession planning there, because he is 31, I think, now, so he's not going to be around forever. And even for the next couple of years, you can't guarantee his form. So yeah, that would be interesting to see
Absolutely.
what the plan is long term.
I would like to add Estupiñán to your list there of players that are currently out of form,
I
but
mean, the great players who are on the ball, but it's off the ball that you need to worry about them. And actually, that says to me, seeing as you could actually name collectively the entire defence, is it the individuals who are not good enough, or is it actually the coaching that's, well, itself not good enough? We've debated this many times, and I think that probably when we get to back to playing again, then we can have another look. And because what we've got is 10 games to go in this season, they're all league games. All right, they're going to get concertinaed up again because of all the FA Cup pile-up fixtures of Man City and Chelsea. But that we've got a cleaner run than we've got a cleaner run than we'd have probably wanted, because we'd have wanted to still be in the FA Cup, we wanted to still be in Europe. But we have this opportunity, and hopefully with the like you'd like to think the balance of players coming back, then the run-in should be hopefully a time for the team to shine.
And the teams we've got to play, of course, are all the teams that have got something to play for, and we tend to have more luck against those sort of against the bigger teams, the better teams.
Yeah, I mean, the last month of the season, you've got what, Villa, you've got Man United. I'm pretty sure we're going to get City in there somewhere, aren't we? Chelsea, I think we've got to reschedule that at some stage, because
Arsenal, Liverpool.
we know we've got Arsenal in there.
Our
So,
running's awful, actually,
I
isn't
mean,
it?
I'm not actually, no, I don't even know why we've included Chelsea in that. Sorry, they don't even belong in that conversation, do they?
Good
Because
point, one made.
injured
That's
something to
nicely
play
done,
for.
Vix. Nicely
And
done.
no, genuinely, I said it out of habit, really. And then I thought, why on earth have I mentioned Chelsea any more than I would mention Fulham or Wolves or Bournemouth? They're just,
Quite.
They're just another mid-table team, aren't they? So, no, it is a tough run-in. I think someone said there was some figures published a few weeks ago, and they said statistically we do have the toughest run-in. But it's not like we're in a relegation battle, so at least that's something. And I do feel like generally we tend to be, in my mind, we're better against the better sides.
Yes.
I went through the
Apart from
last 10 games, and out of the 30 points available, I've got us getting 15. So,
Well, let's put it this way, we're not going down.
So
Which is actually still, still one of the things I consider. If we got to our whatever it takes these days, I think it's only about 34, 35 points these days, but let's look at 40 for safety. Yeah, it's.
especially
I think
this season with points deductions.
well, there's that as
Yeah,
well.
this is
Yeah, well,
true. This is
actually,
true.
I mean, at that rate, we could be champions next year just by, well, turning up and paying our players properly.
All right. Well, as we mentioned at the top of the show, we have got a quiz coming up for you today. And whilst Al gets his bow tie and spangly jacket on, I've just got just
I beg
enough
your
time
pardon.
to let you know that we've got a Reverbathon coming up, Alan.
We do. The powers that be at Radio Reverb are planning it all. And now that the Bournemouth game has moved to a Sunday, it actually frees us up to do something. So what we're going to be doing on the 27th of April, which is the Saturday, is we'll be doing a live show from the open market. We haven't done a live show for about
The last
5
one was
years.
the 22nd of March, not 2020 was the last time we
Was
did
that
it.
it? Okay, I mean,
It was the
even then, okay, so it's
March
4 years since we've
2020.
done a live show. We'll be doing it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which means, AD, that we have to stay out of the main bar that's in the corner of the open market before we go on air. After it, we can fill our boots. But anyway, Radio Reverb is a community radio station which survives only on donations, grants, and sponsorship. It cannot and will not accept advertising. So we are having another fundraising marathon over that particular weekend. Our slot, like I say, will be live at 5 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon, where we can take the mickey out of everyone else's results coming in. And if you, in the meantime, you still feel like you've got a couple of quid to spare and feel like donating towards this brilliant community asset, do go to radioreverb.com/donate, where not only can you pay by PayPal and all that palaver, you can actually do it straight off your own credit or debit card. So just head to radioreverb.com/donate. And if you feel like chucking us a few shekels into the Reverb coffers, it helps us pay for all our rates, rent, licenses. We've got a lot of licenses, upgrade of equipment, and so on and so forth. And also, it offers a training program as well. So if you fancy having your own program on there, but aren't sure how to go about it, then Reverb does actually offer training in radio presentation. Yeah, if you feel like getting involved, please do. More details as we get them. But on the Saturday, the 27th of April at 5 p.m., we'll be doing a live show from the open market.
Are we going to get a Vidi printer? I want a Vidi printer.
Well, I'll see if we
Does
can find a
anybody still have
typewriter.
a Vidi printer? Does even the BBC still have a Vidi printer?
Oh, probably not. I
No,
don't
we just have a typewriter clacking away in the background.
know. That will work. That will work.
Okay, so time to mess with your minds now.
Oh, God.
Okay, I've got some questions, 11 for each of you. It's all to do with the Albion this season, or Albion and related. I've got two columns of questions. Vicky, would you like column A or column B to answer?
Is this like a penalty shootout where you flip a
Yes, it
coin?
is.
I'll go with A,
Column
please.
A. Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do is ask you each of you a question. If you get your own question right, you get 2 points. If you get that wrong, I'll pass it over to the other person. And if they get that right, they can have a single bonus point. And the winner is the one who cries least at the end of it all. I've
Like
also
to
got.
congratulate you now, Vicky, on your
Yes,
stunning victory.
congratulations, Vicky. Yeah, well played.
I'm really not
Superbly done.
confident.
Superbly done and made us all look like mugs. I've probably got some of my own questions. I'll probably end up finishing third, knowing me. I've also got a couple of bonus questions at the end there for more points. But here we go. Vicky, your first question. Who was the first goal scorer for the Albion in the Premier League this season?
Was against Luton. I can't even remember half the players now. I'll go with Pascal Gross.
I'm afraid that's not correct. Ady, can you fill in who scored the first
It
goal
was
for us in
Solly
the Premier League?
March.
It was indeed.
Arse.
Right, so that's a point to you, Mr. Adrian. So your question is now, who provided the first assist for the Albion in the Premier League this season?
Come on.
Oh, hang on. It was a header
Hang
that
on. Wait, what you say was it? I asked the questions.
I'm just watching the goal back in my head. Pascal.
Vicky?
Matoma.
Well done.
Is it? I'd never have got that apart from the fact that AD said I can see the goal and I can see the cross.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with your sort of talking out your answers, because actually you could end up inadvertently walking into the other
I don't
person's question.
remember any of these games, so thanks, Eddie.
Yeah,
You're
yes, it
welcome.
was. Right. And when I talk about first team games, I talk about Premier League, FA Cup, League Cup, and Europa League, not
Okay.
that EFL Trophy. That's not first team games. Question two, this one's for you, Vicky.
Yeah.
Which player of all those who've made an appearance for the first team this season has the highest number on his bat?
I have no idea, so I will go with Benicio Baker Boity.
AD, one for you.
Oh.
I think it might be Josh Duffus.
One point to you.
Man, are you Googling
No. And he's 70
AD?
something. Seven.
Be careful, because all these extra bits, you never know. You
Note to
never know.
self, don't talk on a radio show.
Yeah. Or
Presenting.
don't talk in a quiz.
True. No
Okay.
conferring at the back.
Yes, exactly. Right. No conferring with the opposition. Right. Question two for you, AD. Which
Yep.
player who has made an appearance for the Albion's first team has the highest number on their back that's under 40?
Baku.
Who?
But not, he's number 40.
I said that's under 40.
Oh, under 40.
Vicky, one for you.
You didn't say 40. You didn't
I said that's
say 40 or
under.
under.
I said that's under 40.
Okay.
There's got to be some 30s in there. Veltman is the only one I can think of in the 30s.
Veltman is correct.
Oh.
Least I know that I'm not going to be whitewashed, so I'm happy.
Well
I
done.
love the fact you're both getting each other's questions.
Well, yeah.
Vicky, your question, number three. Which current player who's played first team football for the Albion this season was signed from Porto?
Is it Benicio Baker Boity?
Well played.
It is.
I'm
You
just
knew
going to keep saying
that.
his name
I was
until I get
itching.
one
I was
I'll tell you what, this is like the Renf quiz all over again.
itching. It was the Pope. Of
It was
course,
the
it's the
Pope.
Pope.
Adrian, calm down. Your third question. Which squad member did
Yeah.
we acquire from Anderlecht?
Anderlecht would have been Bart.
Well done. There's not a fag paper between you, which is just as well because neither of you smoke. Right, one of my favourite types of questions, and actually one that drives everyone round the twist. Vicky, your question.
Right.
Which current Brighton player who has played for us in the first team this season was born closest to the equator?
You always do one of these.
I know. So you should be expecting it.
Okay.
I think AD knows the question that's coming his way, doesn't he?
We haven't got any players from Greenland.
Right, who's born closest to the equator?
Played for the first team this season. Okay. Instinctively, I'll say Belieber, but I suspect that's probably not the case.
It's not. AD, do you want to
Oh,
have a guess? I've got a feeling.
Oh, idiot, idiot.
Is it
Oh.
Veltman?
Beltman? Go on, Vicky.
I'm Purvis.
Of course it is. From.
I thought we'd run out of Ecuadorians. I was going, it's not Sarmiento because he hasn't played this season. The country that's literally named after the equator. We haven't got any left, I thought. And then I forgot about Purvis. What an idiot.
No, we've had this something. I remember having this something similar before, and it was
Yeah.
something like really weird. Like it was,
It was an African.
yeah, but yeah,
Yeah.
it was,
Yeah. And Sarmiento was born in Madrid anyway.
yeah. Okay.
AD, your
Yeah.
question. Which current Brighton player was born furthest from the equator?
Because my geography is so good,
Go
I
on.
think Carew.
No, Vicky.
Can I go for Cameron Papillion?
No, and
Oh.
you're both going to kick yourselves over this as well.
Is it
Billy
Joel?
Gilmour.
Billy Gilmour.
Billy Gilmore.
Billy Gilmour.
Billy Gilmour.
Really?
Question five. Vicky, the K of AEK Athens is a reference to which non-Greek city? The old name for the city or the current name will suffice.
Can you read the question again, please, Bob?
Sure. The K of AEK is the initial of which non-Greek city? And if it helps you, The answer we were told this answer on the Albion Roar.
That would not help me in the slightest. Are
Thanks.
we talking about the Greek alphabet here? Or I haven't got a Scooby. K.
If it helps, and I'm going to offer up a clue here, the English don't spell this city with a K.
Well, the only one that was springing into mind would definitely not be with a K, it would be with a C. So I would have said Constantinople.
Yes, it is. Two
it?
points. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, check me out.
Why didn't I get list A?
Because it's
Constantinople, there you go.
yeah, it was formed by Greek people fleeing back to Athens from Constantinople
I
or
did. I was
Istanbul.
thinking of that. I was thinking of it before you said about the not how we spell it, but then I thought, because I was thinking maybe it's a Greek alphabet thing, but then I thought, yeah, I don't even think it's spelt with a K in Turkish. So, well, I know
Yeah,
it's not because it's Istanbul,
incorrect.
but
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, there you go. Check me out.
There you go. Ada, your question.
Yeah.
What is the name of AEK Athens Stadium?
Oh, God, I've absolutely no idea.
Vicky?
I only went there. I don't expect me to remember what it was called.
I was
I
going to have a
think
guess,
my
but.
brain might have been fumed out by the CS gas. I just thought it was like the Ajax Arena or something. I have no recollection.
They call it the Hagia Sophia Stadium,
Oh.
which is that huge mosque in the middle of Istanbul. Vicky, your question. I hope this will be some solace to you because it's quite easy.
Oh no, don't put the pressure on.
Who did Jack Hinshelwood score his first senior goal for Brighton against?
You said it was easy. You had to do that to me.
Sorry.
Remember one of his goals. I can't even remember what he got in the team, to be fair.
That's how long you feel he's been in the team.
Yeah, I can't remember. Bournemouth.
No, AD.
Brentford.
Well done. And your question, AD, is who did Jack Hinshelwood score his only non-headed goal against?
Spurs.
Yep. You remember the other goal he scored?
Yeah, it's against Palace.
Palace. I
That's
mean, I
the
remember that one.
all right. Number seven, Vicky.
Yeah.
How well do you know the backroom staff here? Who
Oh, God.
is the men's first team coach? Now, it all looks like they're on the bench, all doing the same thing, but they all have their specific titles. So, which one is the men's first team coach?
Is it the one that looks like AD or Greg Wallace?
Are you asking?
Are you dancing? I'm trying to think of their names. They've got some cracking names in there, and can I remember any of them? The problem is, if I start saying them to help myself, then AD's gonna remember. AD
You'll
probably knows
leap on it,
it anyway.
yeah. So you've got to consult amongst yourself.
I will go for just because, and the only reason is because I like his name. And I'll go for Marco Tilio, Marco Tilly.
No, AD.
Is it Andrea Maldera?
It is not. It is, and I'll see if I can get this right. Andrew Crofts.
Oh, fuck.
No. Well, that's disappointing.
Yes.
Oh, smash. AD, your question. Who
Yeah.
is the assistant head coach?
Andrea
Oh,
Maldera. Yeah.
on. I know that one.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
It is. Yes, it is, AD. Yes, it is.
It froze.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
See?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right, number eight, Victoria, your question.
Might just give up.
João Pedro is the current leading scorer in the Premier League for Brighton. Two players are in second place. Name either.
Pascal Gross.
No, AD.
What was the
Oh,
question again?
Two.
Oh.
Sorry, João Pedro is the current leading scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Two players are in equal second place. Name either.
Adingra.
Yep.
Ferguson.
Your question, AD.
Was Ferguson the other?
Name the other one.
Oh,
it's Fergie.
What did I say about?
Oh, come on, that's one question.
But hasn't that. From
right? Question nine. In the Vicky, in the poem "The Iliad," who was said to be the greatest of all Greeks?
I can't even think why any of this would have an Albion connection. The only person I know to do with the Iliad is Homer, and I'm pretty sure we haven't got any players called Homer. No idea. I'll have to do a pass on that one.
Okay, AD?
Absolutely no idea. I'm going to guess Fatty.
No, the answer is Ajax.
Oh, there you go.
Or Ajax or Ajax was a Greek god.
And also a rocket in Flash Gordon.
Was he?
And also a cleaning product
and
in the 70s.
And also a cleaning product, yeah. So that's not going
to Fatch wore rocket Ajax to bring back his body. Gordon's alive.
Ajax is alive.
Can we have some football to talk about again, please?
Okay, very well. Question nine for you, AD.
Oh.
Which three-word French phrase is rendered
Ooh, la, la.
Under the Olympic Marseille badge? And given how I know that you are with foreign languages, a rough go would do.
So which three words are on the...
Are rendered under the Olympic Marseille badge?
Well, Vicky obviously knows this guy. Go on, Vic, I haven't got a clue.
I believe it's droit au bout.
It is indeed droit au bout.
It's like forward to goal or something, isn't it? Something like that.
It's literally right to goal. Right to goal. Or straight, meaning
all
straight to goal.
GCSE French is about as good as I can get from that.
Yeah, bout is a goal. Droit is right. So
yeah,
it's right to goal. Well done, Vix. Right, your question.
About time I got one right.
Oh, I don't know. It's not... oh, yeah, it's bad. Question 10. Mitoma and Gross are the first two in the assists chart. Two other players share the third spot. Name either. So Mitoma and Gross, I mean, Gross is way out ahead, lead the assists chart. Two players share third spot. Name either.
It's not going to be a high number, is it?
If it helps, they're both on three.
If that's one of them, then I would say March.
No, AD, can I have one of them?
Purvis.
Yep. And your question, AD, the other one.
I would say Adingra.
Damn it.
No, it's actually Tariq Lamptey.
Hang on, if that's his question, why doesn't it get offered to me?
Shit. Vicky. Vicky, who's the other one?
Is it Tariq Lamptey?
It is, well done.
Yes.
Right, Vicky, your last of your regular 11 questions.
Okay. I don't think it's going to go to penalties, Al, to be fair.
Well, it might, because the last two are going to be worth 5 points each.
Oh!
Right, what, in bestial terms, do the teams who knocked us out of the FA Cup and the Europa League have in common?
Oh, Wolves.
Well done. And your question, AD.
Mm.
What else is depicted on the AS Roma badge other than a wolf?
Is it a bull?
No, Vicky?
Living things. I don't know. A tree.
It's actually twins depicting Romulus and Remus. Yeah. They were twins who were abandoned by their parents, according to mythology, and raised by wolves. Until Romulus then killed his twin brother Remus and declared himself king of that particular area, and hence the name Rome.
Good show, raised by Wolves.
I thought you were going to say sign for West Brom.
All right. Okay. Your question for 5 points, and I'm going to give Vicky first guess. So we're going to have several guesses here, and I'll see if I can guide you in. Or you never know, you might get it straight away. Okay, the question is this. What did Andrea Maldera's late father have that only two Brighton players currently have?
Is this going to be like Scaramanga in The Man with the Golden Gun?
Are you asking?
No.
If it helps, please don't go down that road.
Christ.
One for the kids, that reference, isn't it? Sorry, our drama there has something that only two Albion players have.
It's Andrea Maldera's late father
Oh.
has that cu two current Brighton players have.
I was going to suggest a reasonable grasp of English, but
No, it's only one.
not that many. What would he have? Is it the original copy of Edvard Munch's The Scream?
How you doing? No. I can point out here. Well, I don't think it's even unfair to actually point this out as a clue that I'm giving to AD. It is football related.
Oh.
Is it Kieran Maguire's Uber driver?
Vicky, back to you. Football related.
Is it?
We have had other ex-players with this in the past. But probably not for a bloody long time, actually.
Is it an injury caused by an unfortunate shaving incident?
No. I think I might as well just do this as wrong answers only.
It was
Right,
Joe Bennett,
over to you
wasn't it? It was
again.
Joe Bennett that had the shaving
Yeah.
injury.
Was it? Oh, it was, I know it's
Yeah.
Graham Mosley into
Man,
a little
when
car
manscaping
accident.
goes wrong.
Yeah. Manscaping,
Right. Can I have the question again, please,
sensible,
Al? Because I'm.
sensible
What is
answers.
it that Andrea Maldera's late father had that two current Brighton players have? Football related.
Is it a parent who's been a professional footballer?
No. Right. I'm going to throw open another clue here, Vicky.
Yeah.
The two players in question are Milner and Lallana. I'll tell you what, I can hear the pair of your minds whirring, and it's like in a Carry On film.
Just
Oh, God, I was going to say something deeply flippant, like, international caps for Monaco, but not Monaco, actually, because that wouldn't be, they don't play international football, do they? Milner and Lallana and
And Andrea
New
Maldera's our
Maldera.
late father.
Do they have a girl's name somewhere in there?
That's not strictly football related, is it?
No.
I don't know. International caps against. I have no idea. Hell, I've give up.
AD? Is
Oh, hang on, hang on.
it a Champions League winner's medal?
Correct. Yep.
Aye!
Maldera won his with AC Milan in 1969. He wasn't in the team, but he did play in the tournament up to it. He didn't play in the final.
Can I rephrase? Can I, just to be a pedant, can I,
Yeah,
wouldn't that
it's
have been a
Champions League,
European Cup
European
winner's
Cup,
medal
yeah.
rather than a Champions League
Yeah,
winner's
but I don't,
medal?
Champions League is just a bit of marketing, isn't it? You know, it's a
Nice.
bit like saying Portsmouth have never, well, Wolves have never won the Premier League, yes, but they've won the league,
Well,
and that's for me the same thing.
good.
So actually, you went around so many times. So I think because I gave you a few clues, I'm going to give AD 2 points for that one. No, last question coming up. Okay. And it's a nearest the pin will get themselves 5 points and therefore maybe the win. What is the highest attendance at the Amex this season? Closest one to the actual total is the winner, Vicky.
Is this an actual attendance or a pretendance?
The pretendance. I mean, no one ever knows the actual attendance, do they?
Who's first?
Vicky, do you want to go first?
No, but
Well,
I.
actually, seeing as I think the advantage is with AD, you go first. And then Vicky can look.
31,898.
31,897.
See, I knew that's why you were going to do that, is that the next one thinks, well, is it going a lot higher or lower?
I
Vicky,
think
you
it's
win the
been slightly
five
lower than
points.
that.
Vicky, you win the
Huh?
5 points. Vicky wins the
Yeah,
five
in
points.
my head it was
Oh,
slightly
there you go.
lower than that, but yeah,
It's
I would have gone.
actually, you wouldn't believe this, but it's actually 31,872.
Are you kidding me?
And would you believe it was the game against Luton? And in
Lots of
fact,
fans.
every single attendance this season has been above 30,000. And all bar one in the Premier League have been above 31,000.
Okay, so thanks for that, Al. So whilst Al is tossing up the scores there, we do have a shirt of the week for you today. So if Vicky, if you can have a quick look at this for me and describe it for me.
Yes, let me just dig it out again. I just remember when you sent it to me, I thought, oh, this looks like it's a Doncaster Rovers shirt, except clearly it's not. So it is a red and white hooped shirt made by Lotto with the words Groot Wir Bauen on the front and some sort of blurred out badge with HFC on it and a one of those moon and star and crescent things. That's it.
That is it. It is. It does look. It is basically like it does look like a Doncaster shirt, actually. But
Did
any
it say?
idea on country and
Did
year
it
on
say
this one?
Pascal above the sponsor?
It
No.
says Groot, it's not gross.
Groot. All right.
Well, I'm going to go with somebody in Germany just because A, the sponsor looks like, well, it is in German. And also because it well, you've got that sort of badge with the star and crescent on it, and there's quite a lot of places in Germany with a lot of sort of Turkish influence. So I thought maybe something like that, but I haven't got a clue who it is. I don't know what HFC is because the only H clubs I can think of
You'll.
are Hamburg, and it's not them.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have never ever heard of this team in my life.
Is it
So,
German?
it is German. It is German, and this is
Have some
what.
points, Al, for getting German.
Yeah, you could. 10 points for Vicky for
I think
guessing it's
H is going to
German.
get the.
That gives it all away. Okay, here's what Phil has to say about this, and there is a really nice Albion link at the end of this as well. Here is your shirt of the week, and it's the home shirt from the late 1990s of Germany, the Dreiliga side, Halscher FC, who play at the 15,057 capacity Luner Chemie Stadion, which is in the city of Halle in eastern Germany. The side was originally called Halscher Fußball Club Wacker in 1900 and were formed in, 1900. And they played in the Central German Championships. After World War II, the club was dissolved, as were all German clubs, and a new club was formed as SG Halle Glocha. They were renamed Freimhalde. Halle in 1948, and in 1949, after they won the championship of Saxony-Anhalt, the players were left to form ZSG Union Halle, who effectively took on the registration of Freimhalde Halle, and they went on to win the championship of the Eastern Zone. Are you keeping up, says Phil? This is all very confusing. The following season, ZSG Union Halle became one of the founder members of the Oberliga, the new East German Division One. And in 1950, they changed their name to, again, how many names do this women team have? BSG Turbine Halle. In 1953, their best player, Otto Kleneller and Alfred Schütz, deflected to the West, and BSG tumbled down the league. In 1954, the East German authorities changed the rules regarding sports associations and organizations. Known as BSGs, which meant that the new club was formed. So SC Chemie Halle Luna and the assets, players, and staff, etc., from BSG Turbine Halle transferred to the new team. Oh, this is all very. In 1966, the name was changed again to Halscher. And when the sports association were allowed to become sports specific, in this case, just a football club. In the final season of DDR Oberliga in 1991, SC Chemie Halle were placed 10th in the final league table. After reunification, the side entered League Zwei, Bundesliga, as Halscher FC. Don't think there's another team. Anyway, cut a long story short, one of them makes some notable former players, but Sergei Gotsmanov. There you go. I'm not going to go through the rest of it, but loads of it.
Right.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, your bonus question in this quiz is, Vicky, what was the third name change?
No idea. How is they've got 13 different names, I
They've
think. But
got a severe identity crisis, haven't they?
yeah. But Phil does go on to say that Sergei isn't feeling too well at the moment. So from all of us here at the Albion Raw, we're wishing him all his best in his fight against Parkinson's disease.
Absolutely,
And
yeah.
Vicky, I mean, you're probably just about old enough to remember Sergei Gotsmanov, aren't you?
I do. He's become a bit of a myth over the years, hasn't he? Because he'd never played many games for us. And
I
at
think
a
he's only
time,
about
things
twelve.
were a bit rubbish. And yeah, I think he's probably one of those ones that's because he didn't come back, he went to Southampton, I think, didn't he, the following
Yeah, that's
season?
right. Yeah.
And I think, yeah, it's probably become, his exploits have probably become a little bit mythical, haven't they? He was very good for us, but yeah, but very short-lived.
I think he was just more of a breath of fresh air in a team of kind of an awful lot of not
That'll
particularly
get you.
excitedness. And I mean, I think the main thing that people remember him for is him celebrating a goal before he kicked the ball into the net. He was Belarus. Well, he was the Belarus, even though they were still part of the Soviet Union. He was Belarus Player of the Year 4 times. He was one of those who, because at the time of the transition, he played for the Soviet Union and for Belarus. And I think he played some, yeah, about 14, 15 games for us, but only played half a dozen times for Southampton in a period of, let's face it, at the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, Route One football was king, and it wasn't particularly exciting stuff. And Gotsmuth was a breath of fresh air. So, and I think he now lives in Minnesota, and his kids are professional footballers over there. But yes, I think as Spencer Vignes pointed out, he's suffering with a degenerative disease now, and we do wish him all the best in his treatment.
I mean, don't forget as well, at the time, it was kind of exotic to have a foreign player. It was they were very they're totally commonplace in this day and age. But it's like there was
Well,
not many.
we thought it was a time, wasn't there, where we thought it was quite exciting that Gary Chivers might get a game for Malta.
Yeah, he
That's
was. I got a
how
Maltese
different it
international.
was then.
Yeah, and I think we had Jacob Cohen before that, and I mean, apart from England, Scotland, Wales, and the islands, yeah, overseas internationals are thin on the ground. I think a couple of years later we had Stefan Joven,
Hugh Edwards
and
ever played international football? No, David Clarkson, that's the chap I'm
David
thinking
Clarkson
of.
was
And don't
Australian.
forget,
Vic, that it wasn't too long ago that we were getting excited about the possibility of Ashley Barnes getting called up for Austria.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had the legends that were Chris Battipiedi and Baz, just for Marcus. I don't think they're real full internationals, but
And Chris Burchill playing for Trinidad and Tobago.
yeah. So this is
Yeah.
this is gold, gold.
This
This is
is
great
history.
stuff. But
Right.
I've just been reminded by someone, I don't know who this could possibly be, that today marks the anniversary of 35 years since a certain game at Selhurst Park, where there was, I believe, there was five penalties, Vicky.
I believe so, yes. And four of them typically to Crystal Palace, I believe. Although, yeah, I think it's a very, very distant memory for me. I certainly wasn't at the game,
I
and I didn't,
was.
wasn't doing away games back in that stage of my life. But I remember the sort of outrage at the time. And then actually, if you watch that game on YouTube now, one, you'd be struck by the horrific quality of the football. And secondly, all of their penalties are completely legitimate. The dodgiest penalty in that whole game is the one that we got, by which point I think even Kelvin Morton felt sorry for us. But it's still quite funny that Crystal Palace missed three penalties in a game.
Absolutely, and I think that's still a record, actually. And
Is it?
I include the days of Ujoa and Glenn Murray and, well, frankly, everyone else taking penalties for us. I mean, even when we were in our ascendancy at the end of Withdean, at the beginning of the Amex, we could not slot away a penalty. And touch wood, and yes, I know I've actually now we haven't missed a penalty for nearly 2 years. So,
Thanks, Al.
yeah,
You've
sorry
killed it.
about that. I apologize.
Last one
And
was McAllister, wasn't it?
yes,
Yeah, at
against Wolves,
Wolves,
wasn't
yeah.
it? And
Oops.
even then he hit the post. Right, shall I put you to
Well,
it
no,
with
we
this?
missed one in the shootout. We can't. We won't mention the
Was
shootout against United. Yeah.
no,
Oh. And
yeah.
in fact, the shootout against Charlton. But apart
No.
from that,
Apart
we
from
haven't
that,
missed a
yeah.
penalty in
Well,
years,
it's a bit
Al.
like actually someone pointed out. You mentioned earlier the Wales against Poland game.
Oh.
Poland only had five shots on target, and they all happened to be in the penalty
Yeah.
shootout.
I saw that, yes. It was the first point in a long history of Palace getting penalties against us and us getting red cards against them, of course, which is
Yes.
a regular thing. Mike Trusson, I believe it was in that game.
Was that
The
for
left.
dissent more than anything, wasn't it?
Can't remember.
Was
Oh,
it
you were at
for.
the game, Al. I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, it was, to be fair, it was at the other end, and it was probably just for the accumulation of penalties we were giving away. It was persistent
Being rubbish.
penalties. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a great. And like I say, it was that. Did you say 35 years ago? So it's 1980.
25 years today, depending on when you're listening.
Yes. So it's 1989. And as I said, football at that time wasn't great. Well, if nothing else, Palace finished third for crying out loud. So,
Yeah, moving swiftly on.
yeah, and their shorts more like hot pants. Right,
Okay.
the
Congratulations,
important
Vix.
part of the show, Vicky Reece, 15 points.
Oh.
Adrian Packham, 15 points.
Oh, I'll take the draw. I'll take the
He's
draw.
served.
I'll take the draw.
If you're gonna feel, if you're ever gonna feel good about yourself, AD, then feel good now.
I'll take
Maybe he's
that.
a nerd that remembers all the games though, whereas I don't, you know. And that's a good thing sometimes, because when we're terrible, I'm able to put it out of my mind much quicker.
Well, it's getting to that point where you can remember, you know, like say the exact details of something that happened, say 15 years ago, when so and so referee did this and this happened, and you know, we can remember with finite detail the
Still
two red
faster.
cards against Burnley when Eddie Howe was in charge, but we cannot remember who scored the first goal this season.
Solly March.
Well, all right, we cannot remember the first assist this season. Hang on, you got that as well, didn't you?
No,
Yeah,
Vicky
and I
got
love the
that.
way that
Remember it
actually,
though. It
because
was just played in there.
the questions I was asking, you were actually giving away the answers to each other. It was a beautiful thing.
Well, that was a lot of fun, and hopefully that was entertained you for the last hour. But that is all we've got time for. So we'll be back with a proper show next week. So thank you to Vicky Rees. Thanks to Alan Wares. I've been AD Packham. This has been the Albion Raw on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, online at radioreverb.com, on DAB, and of course on our podcast, and in association with allfootballshirts.com. Thanks for listening. See you again next week. Cheers. Bye.